Hello, Red Devils fans, and welcome back to your favourite podcast, Manchester United Daily. I'm your host, Alex, and we've got a full episode for you today, from transfer news to an exclusive analysis on Raphael Varane's possible return to Real Madrid, and so much more. Make sure to stay tuned. Kicking things off, we turn to Raphael Varane, as a stunning turn of events sees him potentially returning to the embrace of Real Madrid. Imagine, a world-class defender, once the pride of Old Trafford, now setting the stage for a sensational free transfer back to his former club. But how has it come to this? What series of events led Varane from the glory of United to entertaining a reunion with Los Blancos? And more intriguingly, what does this mean for Manchester United's defensive line? Well, according to reports surfacing from Spain, Varane has not shied away from offering himself to the Bernabeu on a free transfer. This comes amidst a backdrop of no new contract offer by United, following what can only be described as an underwhelming tenure at Old Trafford, marred by injuries and form that has fallen short of expectations. There's a sense of finality, with reports suggesting that both the player and club have no intention to extend their relationship. What's more, it's potential a switch could be quite smooth sailing financially, as Varane's salary is tipped to dovetail nicely with Real Madrid's wage structure. As the United backline may see a reshuffle, the club seems resolute not to be left shorthanded. Eyes have keenly watched Boca Juniors' 18-year-old Aaron Anselmino, for whom the Reds are purportedly willing to pay a price that raises eyebrows. The Argentine centre-back has been monitored closely, his potential seen as a way to reinforce the defence and fill the void left by potential departures, including that of Varane. Not one to place all bets on a single prospect, United has a wider net cast out. Gerard Branthwaite of Everton is another name that appears on United's radar, and if rumours and Fabrizio Romano's insights hold any weight, the summer window could see at least one new centre-back, if not two, gracing the greens of the Theatre of Dreams. As discussions around defensive prospects continue, there is the intriguing subplot of 17-year-old Bailey De Pepa getting scouted by United. Fans and theorists alike venture to guess whether moves for these younger talents signal a long-term vision taking shape within the club's strategical ranks. As the summer window approaches, Manchester United seems set for a reshuffle. Erik ten Hag's tenure at Manchester United has been an evolution of the team's tactics and game strategy. Under his leadership, the side has displayed a preference for high-intensity pressing, quick ball movement, and flexibility in formations. Ten Hag's recent interviews have seen him emphasise the need for consistency and adaptability, traits he believes are crucial for the long-term success of his squad. The reliance on youth and the integration of new talents, blended with experienced campaigners, sheds light on Ten Hag's belief in a dynamic squad. His comments suggest a clear direction and a structured approach to matches. This methodical yet adaptable strategy speaks volumes about his coaching philosophy. Shifting to the international scene, the talk of the town has been Julian Nagelsmann and his future career prospects. Nagelsmann, who has become known for his progressive and tactical approach to football, has made headlines with his decision. It's a significant move that potentially alters the managerial landscape for top European clubs like Manchester United. Nagelsmann opting to extend his stay with the German national team rather than re-enter club management removes a potential contender for the Old Trafford dugout, should United find themselves searching for a new head coach. Yes, the managerial merry-go-round is ever-present and unpredictable. With the international sector becoming a more appealing arena for young, dynamic managers like Nagelsmann, it's indicative of the evolving pathways for coaching talents. As Manchester United contemplate the future, and possibly life beyond Ten Hag, whenever that may come, it's a reminder of the importance of managerial stability and vision. Clubs are constantly observing and adapting to changes within the managerial domain, understanding that the right leader can transform the fortunes of a team, both on the pitch and in terms of global brand reputation. In today's player focus, we turn the spotlight on Jadon Sancho, a figure whose talent and potential continue to be a central talking point among Manchester United faithful. Since arriving from Borussia Dortmund, Sancho's adaptation to life at Old Trafford has been a journey of highs and lows. This season, we've observed a player in transition, one who is striving to synchronise with Erik ten Hag's tactical framework. While his form has seen fluctuating moments, there's an overriding sentiment that Sancho's underlying quality will soon translate into consistent match-altering performances. Sancho's contribution to the team is multifaceted. His visionary passing, close ball control, and ability to carve open defences with deft movements are assets that align well with the attacking ethos Ten Hag advocates. There is growing confidence among the coaching staff that as Sancho fully adapts to the Premier League's rigours and demands, his natural ability will see him emerge as one of United's most influential players, much like his time in the Bundesliga where he dazzled as a teenage sensation. Now, transitioning to the medical room, Manchester United have been contending with their share of injuries this season, which has tested the squad's depth and resilience. Updates are that several key figures are on the mend, with the club's medical staff working meticulously to ensure players return to action in optimal condition. Specifically, recovery status reports indicate positive advancements, with certain players nearing a return to training. However, precise timelines for these comebacks are closely guarded, with an emphasis on not rushing rehabilitation to avoid any setbacks. United's comprehensive approach to injury management underscores the emphasis placed on player health and readiness, essential for the challenges that lie ahead, particularly as pivotal matches loom on the horizon. Ultimately, Manchester United's prospects rest heavily on the forms of key players like Jadon Sancho and the swift and effective recovery of those sidelined. With the business end of the season approaching, fan eyes will be fixed on the injury list, eagerly awaiting the return of full strength to the squad. The coming weeks could be a defining period for both individual players and the club's collective ambition. Looking ahead, Manchester United brace for a string of clashes that could define their season. The next fixtures on the calendar present a mix of domestic and European challenges, with each game demanding maximum focus and preparation. In the Premier League, every match is a battle as United push for a strong finish in the league standings. With Champions League spots hanging in the balance, United will need to muster all their tactical acumen and fighting spirit. And that rounds off another edition of Manchester United Daily. Today, we delved into the unexpected development surrounding Rafael Varane and his potential return to Real Madrid, while also exploring the crazy price tag United might pay for a youthful defensive star. We unpacked manager Erik ten Hag's latest strategic insights, shone the spotlight on the promising Jadon Sancho, and got ourselves match ready with a quick preview of the Red Devils' upcoming fixtures. Before we close the chapter on today's episode of Manchester United Daily, we extend our heartfelt thanks to all the journalists, publications, and our diligent team behind the scenes, who tirelessly gather the stories and insights that fuel our discussions. A special acknowledgement goes to Football 365, Goal.com, Express.co.uk, Sports Mall, and Manchester Evening News for their excellent coverage, which has been instrumental in today's content. And to you, our dedicated listeners, your unwavering passion and support make it all worthwhile. This has been your host, Alex, and please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for your daily dose of all things United. Thank you for tuning in.